Father, we just thank you for today, Lord. You are the fullness of everything that we have need of, Lord. You are our supply. Everything within us that we need, everything in our lives that we need, you are our supply. So, Lord, we expect the supernatural provision of heaven to pour down upon us, Lord. We expect the angelic host to go and gather everything that we need and bring it to us by your order and by our will, express will, asking you to do so, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the purposes of God that are in our lives, that are being done and accomplished through our lives and by our lives. We dedicate ourselves to that end, Lord. We thank you, Father, for enabling us to rise this morning in good health, wellness, with a sound mind. And Lord, that we are able to go to work today and do something useful for the kingdom and useful for serving other people, Lord. We thank you for that opportunity and privilege, Lord. There are some that are not able to do so, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the faith of God that you've put in our hearts, Lord. We ask, Lord, that we would give every part of ourselves to believing your word, standing upon your promises, believing you at everything that you say to us, Lord. And we know you are faithful because you promised and you cannot lie, Lord. So, Lord, we expect you to do what your word says, and we hold you to your promises, Lord. We stand upon them as the rock that we are covered with and surrounded by, and that we stand upon, Lord, the rock that is Christ. And Father, you are the anchor for our souls. So Lord, when the tempest would rage in our lives, Lord, when the enemy would come and try to steer us astray in the storms of life, Lord, you are our anchor to keep us centered and focused on you, Lord, to pay attention to everything that you say and to lead us through the storm to victory and to peaceful shores, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the calm in the midst of the storm. So whatever we're going through in our individual lives that may seem hard or difficult, Lord, we just put our faith and trust in you. You are God and there is no other. You are the Almighty. You are the King, glorious, victorious. And Lord, we put our trust in you, not in ourselves, not in our own ambitions, not in our own intellect and reasoning, but in you and your word. So, Father, in Jesus Christ's name, we dedicate ourselves to the purposes that you intend for us today. Direct us, lead us, guide us, counsel us, advise us, and show us the way that we are to go so that we can be victorious in everything we set our hands to do. And Lord, we dedicate ourselves, our bodies, souls, and spirits to the service of your kingdom and your purposes in the earth. In Jesus Christ's name, so be it. Lord, let us be good and faithful stewards with our bosses today, that we would do exactly what is pleasing to them, that would honor them, and that our co-workers, that we would have peace with them, that we would have good relations with everybody that we're working with, and that we would be the fragrance of Christ in their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. So let it be done right now. Amen, and so be it.